Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. The privilege of knowing Christ comes with the responsibility of making Him known. That should be the first and foremost thing on our lips if we know Christ. Her primary use is to make Him known by what we say at every opportunity. This one who is at home in the Lord's house also looks in particular ways. Verse 4, he looks unfavorably on the wicked. Charles Spurgeon says, we must be as honest in paying respect as in paying our bills. Honoring what is honorable, honoring the office, or honoring the accomplishment of one serving in office, and not honoring those things that are dishonorable, or those people or their accomplishments. We have a good example of that, both positive and negative, in 2 Kings chapter 3, where Elisha came into the presence of Jehoshaphat and Jehoram king of Judah and king of Israel. He said, as the Lord of hosts lives before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not look at you nor see you. Elisha spoke that way to the very evil, wicked King Jehoram. The one at home in the Lord's house honors what is honorable and does not honor what is dishonorable. He looks favorably on the family. He honors those who fear the Lord, honoring especially those who are loyal followers of God, which translates into honoring godliness and not honoring those who are opposed to God and godliness. Commending, what is commendable? If you need a checklist for things that are commendable, Paul in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 gives a list of whatevers. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there is any virtue and anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Speak these things to our hearts and with our lips. Look favorably on and honor those qualities in others. The one who is at home in the Lord's house leads in a particular way. He leads with a servant's heart. He swears to his own hurt, the end of verse 4, and does not change. He puts the best interests of the other person before his own. He will take a loss rather than promote an injustice. He puts people and relationships before stuff. He's loyal. His word is his bond. I heard my father say that many times. I didn't know he got it from Shakespeare in the play Two Gentlemen of Verona. His word is his bond. He gives his word. He gives his promise. And he does not go back on it, even if keeping it gets costly. There are times that happens, when we make a commitment to someone to do something and discover down the road that keeping that commitment is going to get costly. I'm not talking only about dollars and cents. It can get costly in other ways as well. It can cost relationships, opportunities for doing things. Just a whole lot of things can play into that. But the one who is loyal, who is at home in the Lord's house, does not go back on his promise even then. Another example of someone who swears to their own hurt and does not change is given to us in the first chapter of Ruth and the commitment, the vow that Ruth made when Naomi was trying to get her to stay in Moab. Ruth basically said, no way. May God take my life if I don't go with you and live with you and take care of you and have your God as my God, your people as my God. If I don't keep my commitment to do that, may God take my life, was the promise Ruth made. And she kept it. Loyalty to God and his people come first. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.